Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three assholes who are very glad that they have boring backstories. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And welcome to Cutscene by I Beat It First, everybody.
Cheers.
You know, I just got water. We don't normally drink during Cutscene.
I'm drinking right now. This show is making me want to drink. Making me want to drink and glad that I can drink. We'll just say that.
Oh my, seriously, what the fuck?
I mean, okay, so I'm gonna open with this. Like, who picked this? Was it you, Eric, or Chris? Chris picked it from the list
that we had started comprising of things, and this was like one of the ones because it looked interesting, and I thought it was just gonna be like this like tournament where you met the heroes and they were going through a tournament, and it's a tournament. You meet the heroes.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, Chris, when you picked it, did you know anything about it, first and foremost, or are you just like, this one looks cool?
Like, not really like, no, this one looks cool. It's a tournament, you know? Fighting. Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
I was so ready to hate on this anime. Like, I was just like,
From the first episode?
From the first episode, I was just like, this is just going to be, what was that one anime we watched where it was like very early on with this 3D rendering style of animation? Like, it was one of the first ones that Netflix did. I'm talking like 8 years ago. Like, I can't, it was in space. I don't remember. It turned out to be okay.
Oh, it was like the mecha one.
It was kind of a mecha one, but it was
it was the behemoth or whatever.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
But anyway, that animation just bugged the shit out of me. It always has since then. And so seeing it like this, I was just kind of like, I really don't want to watch. I mean, don't get me wrong. The animation is clean, a lot cleaner than it has been on this one.
And they had gotten really good. Like the cell shading that they did for it,
they've
even
gotten
though it was
a lot
3D, looked
better.
Really clean.
But I say all that because after watching, we've only watched 12 episodes so far. So this is only the first half of To Be Hero X.
That was your homework, everybody. It was only...
Yes.
Yeah, only that.
And I am having a really hard time not digging the art style with a lot of what they're doing. We're kind of jumping ahead here a little bit, but just in the, there's at least three distinct ones
that I can think of right now as far as art styles. And I'm going to be totally honest, the comic book one, I would watch an entire fucking anime drawn like that.
Yeah.
That was...
It's been more fun on how they convey, like, hey, this is a flashback, so we're doing it this style. Hey, this is a fight scene, so we're doing it this style. Hey, this is a just regular slice of life or whatever the drama is going on. So it's going to be the more realistic style. That's been kind of interesting to me. And I've had a really hard time hating on it, even though I wanted to so badly. That makes sense.
Part of me, so I've been trying to figure out, it's like, are they doing the art styles because of that, like because of specific reasons? And obviously they were doing for in the first couple episodes, they did the anime style for the flashbacks, obviously, and then the fight sequences. But then it still went into that like garing, ugly-ish 3D. But once you get past the first three episodes, it starts diverging less and less with that 3D. So part of me was wondering if it was just because they got better budget. it's like they did four episodes to be the proof of concept and the pilot for it type thing. And then they're like, okay, cool, here you go. So they were able to start developing. Because even when you look at the thumbnails on Crunchyroll, it's like CG, 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 CG for like the first seven episodes. And then every one of them afterwards is anime.
Well, they're doing a whole lot more. They're doing a lot more backstory for, especially the last two.
And oh my God, the fight sequences.
And so what I've really enjoyed is that they do a pretty good job with pacing, where it's just like the second you start being like, okay, let's move it on. I get it. You can't ask this girl out, or you really like Moon. Cool beans. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, we're going to have an entire episode. It's just basically a fight scene. And the fight scene is going to be pretty dope. Like, it's not like it's not going to be like, like 10 minutes of them screaming at each other, like Dragon Ball Z style. It's going to be like,
powering up.
Yeah, here's a cool fight scene. They're all going to do all of their shit, and then we're going to have someone come out. There's a victor, and it's just like, this is fun because it's like, it's, I'm sure you guys are in the same thing, but like when you watch a typical shonen, especially after you've been watching for like hundreds of episodes, you know,
it's all drawn out.
It's all drawn out and you know how it's going to go. Like obviously the good guy's always going to win. It's just like, whatever, I can play on my phone. And then when they announce something cool, cause we're going to shout it out, I'll look then, but I don't need to see all the, you know, and like whatever. I'll just be like, ADDing out on my phone. And I'm not doing that with this one. I'm just like the last fight we had with Queen and God, what, Banfa, whatever her name was, Bufa, whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, now I'm watching this. It gave me like such like old school Fate vibes. I was just like, I have a hard
time. And that's what that's what I thought is like, this is like Fate level fighting or the Dragon Maid.
Oh god.
Their fight sequences are fucking
their fight sequences epic. Were good. That's right.
But yeah, definitely it was like hardcore like Fate like level fight sequences. They were great. And I was 100% digging that last fight was awesome. And it was like a 15-minute fight.
Dude, it was the like majority of the episode.
Yeah, it's almost the entire episode and it was fucking sick.
Yeah, the only one that didn't have like a super hardcore drawn out fight, and they still had a fight, was with Cyan.
Yeah,
shoots you into the zombie like destruction mode, which was fun, but it wasn't as drawn out as because Nice had a drawn out fight, Isol had a drawn out fight, Queen had a drawn out fight, and that's all we have. We have Nice, we have Isol, Cyan, and Queen. Right, that's all we have so far. Mm-hmm. So
lucky Cyan, I laughed my ass off during the Isol part when they introduced her as a character, and I was like, oh my god, it's just fucking Chinese Hatsune Miku.
Oh, right. 100%.
But then it turned out that she's not digital, so that's a plus.
I mean, technically she's a real person. Is.
But I mean, like she's not made up by people, but like,
yeah,
in that she's a real person in the anime. And she's not a robot or anything, too.
It's a super depressing backstory as well.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was explaining this to Shannon. I was like, because Shannon walked in, she's like, how is it? And I was like, and she asked me this after, like, the first few episodes. I'm like, eh, it's all right. Like, it's not great. That art, the story's getting pretty good, but the art style is just kind of, ugh.
Distracting.
And she's like, oh, that sucks. And then she came in, like, with two episodes left when I was watching it, like, the next day. She's like, how's it going? And I'm like, the Chinese don't know how to make a shonen anime to save their lives. And she's like, what do you mean? It's like, we thought it was going to be superheroes just fighting in a tournament and whatnot. Like, you read the synopsis and it reads as that. And in this, it's like you meet every hero, but then there's this deep backstory. And inside their backstory, it's like this guy's depressed and, you know, his backstory is not too bad. But then all of a sudden at the end of the fucking anime, the love of his life gets shot in the head and then it just ends and you jump to the next person. And then that person,
you have no idea what happens.
That person has been going, goes through this whole thing with his backstory. And then you find out at the end that his like super nice boss is actually this crime lord that's been pulling the strings behind him the entire time. He was the one that shot the girlfriend in the head. So you don't understand how she's bad now, but it just ended there. Then you have Lucky Cyan, who is basically just, it's straight up child labor and, cult vibes and child exploitation. That's what I would say.
Like, there you go.
Like child exploitation and all sorts of shit. And then you get to the next one and her life, like everything that happens, like there's no real like backstory that's bad, but everything that happens is fucking tragic in the entire thing. She's like,
well, wow. I'm just so jazzed for it all to come full circle. Cause I mean, like even the opening credit, the song's dope. Like I like that song. So the opening credits is actually really fun to watch and really beautiful. And it's featuring, as we now know, X, you know, the guy that's winning the tournaments, keeping them all from getting into the rankings or whatever that whole thing is. And he's been in the front man for the credits this entire time.
We just knew that we were going to meet him at some point, but we didn't know
he's been the front man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so the question that I had when it came to that, though, is that X took it over we don't know when the nice stuff happens and then when Queen's thing happens. Like, we have no idea where are they.
We're close.
Is Queen further in the timeline? No,
she's not, because they tell you the dates of how far it's been since whatever, and then they've always shown the statue. Everyone except for Nice has had the statue that.
That's true. The statue broke down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really close.
Then is this like really? No, it can't be really far back. The question is like, he came up with the to be hero X thing as his marketing, at his marketing job for it. And they were doing marketing for that. But so was X. Actually, I guess X could have not been a thing, because he was nice for so long. We don't know how far back that was, because they weren't really talking too much about the time.
I think he was saying X because X at the time is unknown. And it's just like, hey, anyone could be X. Like, we don't know anything about him. And that was kind of like the idea. We'll see, of course.
I have an idea.
All right.
Go with me on this. Society willed X into existence. Okay. Because he made it up. It was a marketing scheme to do it. And they ran with it like early on in his story. And we don't know how long that's going on. And we know that society can control people's powers. Like, they just because Moon's fans wanted her to always be by Nice's side, she could never teleport away. She always had to teleport by his side to be there. So did society make X up? And that's why nobody knows where he came from. Nobody did anything, because when they saw the to be hero X, they were constantly going like, who's X? What's he do? And they just made him up.
Give it to you.
Well, X is going to give it to you, but still.
I do like that idea. I do like that idea of society just being like, we don't know who X is, and X was shown off in like the promo by mistake. Like, that wasn't supposed to be shown off during twice as nice his fight, you know, with the God Eye. I like the idea of, because they're also playing with the fear factor of like, hey, there's this other entity out there. And we had a lot of that during Queen's and Cyan's backstory of being like,
we had not only at the end of Nisus too.
Well, it was there, but it wasn't like, hey, like what I liked about this is that they had like a whole bunch of stuff with Nisus stuff that they just did not explain whatsoever. You just kind of had to be like, whatever, sci-fi anime. And now throughout all these other backstories, they've now put the world building in hardcore, showing that like, hey, there's a lot more of these guys, the syndicates that are like trying to build up a thing. And then you had the guy that pretty much built up the entire like Twitch platform for superheroes. And that was the guy whose son got killed in Isol. And so he's like, I'm out. And now he's going to do something drastic. And then find out that fear is a part of all this. They're like, we don't know where it comes from, but we know it's there and we don't know how to control it. And all of a sudden Mr. X shows up. So I think we're going to see maybe a hybrid position with that. That's where I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad thought.
Yeah.
But I still like it. It makes you think, it's like, did society make up X? And all the fear that's going on, like, we do know that the fear just populates in general. And it's not necessarily societal fear. It's their own fear grips them. And then they're powered by their own fear instead. And the greater the fear, or the greater the fear and anger, I guess, because what's her name? Like, the more angry she got, the stronger she got, like Hulk, not so much like fear. So I guess it's
because it still builds off.
They tend to go hand in hand.
It still builds off of your ability, like, because she still was using that axe, you know, that she was using against Mr. X and whatever. And so it's just like when she was good. So it still builds off what you have. And her mentality was that, like, hey, I had to work hard and build myself up to get here. And so fear was just like, yeah, you did. Of course you did. You know, and you know, fear leads to hate. Hate leads to anger. Anger leads to suffering. So it's just part of what that thing does to you, I guess.
I was going to say, Cyan's backstory, like, perfectly showed the, like, how big of an impact your score will have on your powers. Because when she was down to nothing, she couldn't give herself luck. She couldn't win a jackpot. Mm-hmm. She couldn't do anything for it. And it wasn't until she got recognized by the people that had seen her as the holy maiden or whatever, the lucky maiden, then her luck started coming back. And then, of course, we find out that the whole reason that she had her powers wasn't because she she took everybody's luck, but it was all the wishes and prayers from everybody on the plane because the plane was going down. But yeah, it's one of those weird things.
I will give props again as well, where I get a lot of the vibes of the original John Wick, where it's just like, okay, just badass dude killing people for whatever reason, because, you know, dog, and which is the most justifiable reason. But then you get to like the Continental, whatever it was called, the hotel, and you're just like, oh, fuck, there's like a whole world here. And I feel like they're doing a really good job with this so far, being like, hey, yeah, it's all superheroes and jazz like that and whatever backstories and like nothing new there. But then the world building that they're doing of what this whole society is based off of is taking ideas from all over the place. Obviously, Batman, any other superhero movie, Black Mirror, anything you can possibly imagine.
But definitely like Nice's was Batman to a T.
Yeah.
Or not Nice, Easel's.
Easel, yeah. With this, you were dark with the Dance with the Devil in the Pale Moonlight. Thanks, Easel. Yeah.
I'm gonna grow up to kill you and take your powers.
Exactly. So it's just like, all right. But yeah, I mean, like, to your point, like when I was thinking about this, I was just like, okay, it's a superhero movie. Great. So we're going to have dark and brooding, tragic background, you know, maybe some sci-fi or zombies. And then which one's it going to be? And anime is just like, yes. All of them. Every hero, superhero backstory you could imagine, we're going to throw it at you right now. So it's been definitely interesting. Like I said, I was really ready to hate on it, but I'm having a hard time doing so. Chris, when you were first, because like I know you finished this before I did, and you're just like, dude, it's totally easy to binge. How far did you go for, or did you just finish the 12?
Just finished the 12.
Oh, I'm proud of you, man. Yeah, I was sitting there after 12 being like,
I want to more, but I can't.
I thought about going forward.
Yeah, I did too. And I was just like, no, because we got it. Like, this is our first, like, not our first 24, but it's our first 24 in our new format. So I was like, I don't want to watch all of it and then decide that we're not going to finish the second half and then have it.
Well, yeah. And I only looked forward to see if we got to the end of Queen's story or if, like, it went into episode 13. Because then I was going to message you guys and be like, hey, watch 13 too, so that we can finish this off. But then part of me was like, man, that ended so good that I kind of want to just like wait and see if we do. But then I saw it and I'm like, nope, that was the ending for it. So.
Oh, yeah, because now we have Godzilla coming in here. I mean, why not have kaijus? Okay, let's go.
Every trope imaginable.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Musically, you know, Cyan had a lot of music that was just like whatever, but both the intro and outro I think are pretty bangers.
They're pretty solid. Yeah,
yeah. I have zero qualms with that, which has been kind of nice. And I mean, not that what did we watch before this, Assassin and Ninja were bad. They were just obviously the lolly screen music. So it's just like.
You knew what you were getting into.
Of course. Not going to work out in the gym listening to that unless. But why not? Nothing like pumping iron. I go to the gym anyway. Anyway, yeah.
Pump iron to Hatsune Miku, dude. Come on.
Yeah. phenomenal. But yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so okay. So Nice. We had. So again, I think that Nice is the most recent of the timeline. I think that is like the, as we know so far, the most to date. Mm-hmm. Everything else I feel like has been in the past. That you said something, Eric, that I wanted to ask. It was definitely Easel's boss that shot Moon?
No, it was Easel.
It was Easel. Moon. That's what I thought it was.
It was Easel that shot Moon. That's why the question is like, did he become bad? Because he already had like, some like down on himself vibes at the end of that, and then you see his friend come in as the bad guy, and he just like walks up to him, and then that's it ends. So it's like, did he then become a quasi bad guy
because he was under control with the boss man
from the Boba,
which makes sense, because but was it definitely it had to have been new Easel, not old Easel?
No, it had to have been new Easel. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, or young Easel.
And then, so with young Easel, his whole thing, because he's got a massive guilt conscience or complex because he hesitated to save his lover rivalry thing. And okay.
But it completely went in the opposite direction of Batman. Because like Batman's whole thing is his parents got gunned down. He never wants to use guns, depending on what fucking version.
Well, he never wanted to kill, and he killed Easel. So it's just like, nope, that's
done. Yeah. But I'm just saying, well, yeah, but he killed Easel in the fight, and he didn't really seem to want to kill Easel. But my thought was that Easel was waiting for him to come. And like, I don't want to say that it's like he was the one that like had them start all of these like impersonator things or whatnot to try and get it. But once he saw him, I think that he saw it as an out, that he's like, I can finally leave this like life, that I can drop the mantle. Because if you saw him, if you remember, like he's doing those one-armed pull-ups.
Well, he was beat to shit.
He's not doing it to be like strong. He's doing it because he's got one arm.
Yeah,
and yeah, he's beat to shit. He's got scars everywhere.
I mean, he's been doing it for 34 years. And any physical, laborious job, I don't care what it is, will do it, let alone a job where people are constantly trying to kill you. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I got that vibe too, where old Easel was just like, here's a way I can get out of here. Yeah. He was obviously just put in through the motions, especially with like the new action figure releases. And they were like, hey, yeah, we're only making 1,000. I don't give a fuck. You know,
yep.
Buy them if you want. Buy, you know, it was just
buy them, like, you fucking nerds.
Yeah, buy them, you nerds. So,
but I think he felt like a fucking corporate puppet by that point too.
For sure, for sure. I think that's what the overarching like thing's gonna be, because like they only covered it in like the last episode or two with the Twitch of superheroes being released. You know, before it was just up to these two syndicates to try to find people and then really kind of bring them into the limelight, so they got more power. And now they have like the TikTok of superheroes out there. They can be like, watch me do this dance and get more points. And I can now be a superhero a lot faster. So
when it like, even took, like, it even helped a lot in Lucky Cyan's story too, because like it wasn't just those people, but it was once people started recognizing her, like it was on social media, and then it just spread like wildfire, and that's how she got her powers back.
Right. Right. And I think that's what the commentary is going to be about, just on how like anyone and anywhere now can have the ability to become an influencer superhero. And that's just going to be either the greatest thing ever or the downfall. And I'm willing to bet it's going to be the downfall.
It'll be either the downfall or it will reduce the strength of superheroes.
Yeah. So the idea of like if everyone's super, no one is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's well, because people will focus, like fans. It's like if a new band comes out or something like that and someone really likes them, they kind of stop listening to their previous bands and music, and they pay more attention to that. And it's not to say that they don't like it anymore, but they're not thinking about it all the time. And in this world, if you're not thinking about them, then they don't have your energy, your trust.
Your trust. Like that.
So that's where the issue is. And if you look at the Easel set, as young Easel went up, it was proportionate that he would go up and old Easel would go down. And they were talking about that it was a direct correlation between the two, because all of Easel's fans were jumping to young Easel.
Right. So it's not just...
And it wasn't that they didn't trust Easel per se. It was that they focused on that one because he was younger and hipper.
Yeah, I guess I'm...
He took off his helmet.
Yeah, he took off... Yeah. Ooh, he looks good. Young. I guess I'm interested to know more about the trust and how that works. Because you bring up a good point. That was just like, hey, as old's going down, new's coming up. But does that mean that, like, hey, if Easel and Nice are in the same room, that my trust power is only going to one type thing? And what if I'm not even looking at that? What if I'm looking at something else? Does each person only have one trust point, let's say, that they can give to any hero at any given time, and it's all about views?
That's what it feels like, is that everyone's got a singular trust. Now, Nice and Moon went hand in hand. And that was one of the things that was really powerful about a couple, is because people were focusing on the couple. Mm-hmm. It also made it so that they had to do couple things. But as they focused on the couple, they focused on each of them. So they were able to start boosting up more and more. Whereas a singular person, you wouldn't be able to do that. Now, the other mm-hmm. question is how much of the trust is a mistranslation? Because, I mean, we're coming from Chinese to English. And the question is like, does the concept or the word that they use for trust in Chinese focus on something else?
Yeah, I think because like thinking back to Cyan's story, you know, her friend in the orphanage was just like, oh, man, you got so many. I only have like 10. And he did nothing. He was nothing special, nothing like that. That in that idea, that means that those 10 people are constantly thinking about him and only
they
him?
Were constantly thinking about him as a calamity. So something happened in the past that they constantly thought about him. Now, then the question is, yeah, it's like, could you do something else? But you got to look at it as like his was negative, almost like a villain, because they were thinking about him as a calamity, and that's how he was getting his trust value. But the trust value feels like it can go both ways.
Yeah, I don't know. Because then why would, if I'm thinking, because like the big thing for Nice is that like everyone was thinking about him, but it was negative press. And like he was just tanking. It wasn't mm-hmm. that they weren't thinking about mm-hmm. him anymore. They were constantly thinking about him, but being like, fuck that guy. So it definitely is a trust. Like, do I want to give my power to him is basically what it is. That's why I'm saying like, hey, like no one should so just like have.
Where did these 10 yeah. come from? Yeah.
Right. Where did these 10 come from? And then that the reason why I'm also saying that is it feels like then it's like, it's not just one per person. Like if I'm just like, hey, I think of these 5 superheroes all the time or whatever, those are my top 5 or my top 10, however many, then they all get a little bit of a trust. And that's why I think they say the top 10, just because maybe stuff moves around. I don't know. It'd be hard mm-hmm. to see what that looks like. And that's what I don't know.
It really is. Yeah. It's really hard to tell like if this is Chinese or Japanese. The website's in Japanese and English, but the original networks, I feel like it might be just a combo of the two, because it shows original networks aired on Fuji TV and Bilibili.
Sure. Well, it's presented by Bilibili, so it's yeah. definitely Chinese. So
that's what I was thinking when I first saw it. But then the original languages were both Japanese and Mandarin.
Because you're not going to make an anime and then right. be like, we're not going to put it into like the largest market.
Oh, no. It's more of a question of like, was it a joint thing? Did like 2 studios come together to do it type thing?
Maybe. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's produced by Bilibili. So it
definitely has to be definitely at least Chinese in.
I mean, Nike's an American company, but none of that shit's made here. So
it's true.
A co-production between B-Dream, Bilibili, and Aniplex.
Okay. So I was right. It is a co-production thing.
Co-production.
Okay. Which makes sense as to why the website
third series of the To Be Hero anthology series.
Let's see how many episodes there's going to be.
Anthology? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to kind of know. We need to, I guess, are we getting into like the next One Piece here? I doubt it. But I mean, like
no.
We need to know what we're getting into here.
I don't know. It says that it has a AI overview says it's listed as a 24 episode anime.
Okay.
So my question is, or not my question, my thought is that then if that's the case, we're going to find out what happened with Queen's, like at the end of Queen's story in the end part of this.
Queen's
story. So looking through, I was like looking at the timeline and it's told like, and they were saying the same thing. It's told in all sorts of jumbledness and whatnot. But right. the things that they could say for sure was that it's like the end of Nice's stuff happened second to last in what we know. And the last one is Queen and they referred to it as the Ruin incident, which they were driving through the desert. So ruins could have been there and that would be what they were talking about.
I mean, to me though, I still just focus mostly on the art style or the animation style at the time. And when the kaiju shows up, it's still in very much anime style. So it's that to me tells me it's still in the past to Nice's timeline.
So I feel more that it was like a, it was like a budget thing. Because even when they switched to CG,
so drastic, man.
Even when they switched to CG in Lucky Cyan, because there was CG character models in it, they looked way better than in the original set.
Even in Easel, Easel's like the end of Easel's,
Easel's
story
got started getting
than,
way better.
Right, but I don't think that they're just like, fuck it, we're now going a completely different way. Like halfway through the anime, that makes no sense to me.
It could be. All I know is that it says and. I don't want to, I'm not going to say what it says specifically, but everything that it says makes it sound like it's the last thing.
Okay. Okay. So that'll be interesting to see. And I guess now we just need to decide because we already decide.
Well, we got to rate it first.
Oh, that's true. Okay. We can do that. We can do that. Well, I mean, how can you rate it? We're not even done yet.
We can rate where we're at. We watched 12 episodes. Of
how do we feel so far? Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, it's like, how do we feel? Because the how do we feel also then puts into do we continue watching? Because if we wanted to end watching it right here, we'd still have to give it a score.
Yeah, true. Okay, all right.
Okay, so I'll go first. I'm really conflicted in how to score this because the animation is ho-hum and the animation is fucking amazing. The fight sequences were all awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The first story was until like the very end. But then every story after that was really good. Like pretty much from start to finish. The Isol one got a little trite just because of the woe is me type setup for it. But it was still building in a lot of pieces for it and building in more of that universe, which was really good. So I think that when you factor all that in, even though like the first part was just kind of like a meh for me for a bit, I'm still going to give it a 9. It's good. And I think that that first part was made a little meh just to as like a trap. You know what I mean? To get people in.
Yeah.
It'll and be. It started getting better because we didn't even talk about the fact that he saw Moon's shot in the head laying down in the bed at the end of the first episode.
Right. The hook for the first thing. Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's just a dream.
And then she wakes up. And, yeah. And I sat there and I was like, okay, that's a pretty shitty dream to have. But then if you notice, she's lying exactly the same way. At the end. So right. The question was, is part of his power set a little bit of a premonition too?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more to that than what we've really been able to identify. Like also, why was he able to use the teleport gun to get to her? Like granted, it's the gun, but isn't the where you're going her ability?
Well, no, because they were still viewed as a couple or...
No, she was dead. That was the whole point.
No. They let the breakup happen and she was able to go on a hiatus after that fact.
No, she was dead. The public thought she was dead.
Did they kill her? Because she was null.
She was nothing.
Okay yeah, because they made
until
it
until that like, whole thing of I kidnapped her, she's not really dead.
But that was after.
Yeah.
That was before he used the teleport gun.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So the question is, then she called it a hiatus. Like she even called it a hiatus or a vacation at the end when she joked about like I'm never going on vacation or hiatus without my teleport gun. But maybe what I was going to say is that maybe the gun when somebody else uses it, it only takes you to Moon. Maybe. I don't know. That's like one of those plot hole things that you're just kind of like, man, you're really digging into that too much.
I think that there's a lot more. I honestly think there's a lot more to it. I think that, especially with Isol, the amount of manipulation that these companies are doing to these people is like, that's been the number one trend in every one of these backstories has been like, hey, corporation bad manipulation you no matter what type thing in either way, shape or form. I wouldn't be surprised because if we go with my theory of that Nice's timeline is the most, you know, recent one that and had the, oh God, what was her name? Jay or whatever, the publicist for Nice.
Oh yeah. Cause you saw her earlier, in her career.
Yeah. She was going to do anything to make Nice do whatever she wanted. Now she's got a new guy who goes by his name and it's just like, what do we do to control him? I wouldn't be surprised if she is part of the same syndicator, part of the same group as Boba shop owner dude and got Isol to kill Moon and
No, she works for the glasses guy.
I know.
I don't think that she's part of the same syndicate.
She's not part of the same syndicate. The big problem that they brought up was that, like, the syndicates used to be the only two that are like, hey, we're the only way that you can get a hero going is through us because we're going to bring these things up. With the new TikTok of heroes, anyone can become a hero and everyone's getting their face out there to get stuff done. So these syndicates are having to change, including join forces. And that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, I think that they're going to be trying to do whatever they can to manipulate these people to make sure that they maintain.
Oh, they are. But you said that she was in that she was working with that you thought she was working with the bad guys.
Working with is in like joining hands, not like working for.
I think that it's because I look at him as like a wild card. Like he made his own hero and he controls that hero and that's it. Okay. I don't think that he has anybody else and he controls one of the most powerful heroes because Easel is like the Flash and the Flash is one of the strongest superheroes power set wise and everything like that. Except he can handle electricity. Like it's a mixture of like Flash and Thor. Yeah. He can handle electricity way better than the Flash. He doesn't have to charge up as much and stuff like that. Like Flash does. So it's a question.
The boss man has a lot more power than that. Cause I mean, he even had that thing where he was at like, he was applying to be like the best impersonator or whatever. And he was like, get him out of here. He doesn't have any points. And it was obviously him manipulating it. And if someone was listening to him at that high of a level for a bigger event, he's obviously got his hands in a lot deeper pockets than we've seen.
But I think that he was, I don't know. It's real strange. Either way, a 9. Solid anime. We started talking more about it. Obviously, we liked it because we're like I gave it a 9.
There's enough
like,
here. Well,
so what about this enough here. Too? It's like, because there's a shit ton to talk about. But a 9. Solid anime, great animation. As long as they don't fumble the ball in the back 12, like we'll be solid. And we've had that happen on multiple occasions.
Many times.
Even in 24 episode series that we watched where they fumbled the ball for a bit.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's like, as long as they keep up this momentum, the way that they're going, I think it's going to be a fucking amazing anime. I wouldn't be surprised if I don't increase my score.
I'm going to jump on in there and just kind of agree with you, Eric. There's just like, to your point of us, again, just talking about stuff, there's enough here. And even with the, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I was just like, I really wanted to hate this anime and I'm having a hard time doing it because I'm actually really loving this anime. And it's been a long time since the three of us have been able to sit down and really like kind of like discuss what's going on in anime or in a story and be like, hey, you know what? This is actually kind of fun and like with hope and willingness to find out what's going on next rather than just being like, I don't know, maybe she's going to kiss her. And it's just like making jokes about whatever. So I'm right there with you, Eric. I'm giving it a 9 right now too, just because I'm just like, I'm really wanting to see what happens next. And that's rare in my jaded life.
Yeah, I think I give it a 9 too, just because like, before something like, oh no, it's an easy binge watch because once you start getting to, you're like, ah, shit, like some of this anime sucks, but some of this really good. This is actually pretty good. I can easily kind of, just one more episode, which is not all that common these days.
I mean, we're on the same page here. I think what's interesting about it is that we're not, it doesn't feel like they're holding our hand. Like so many animes, you know, they're still just like, okay, here's what's happening. Let me explain to you in deep detail what's going on or what's going on in the evil mastermind's mind so that it makes sense to you. It's just like thinking back to like the first 4 episodes of Nicest Thing, there was so much that they did not bother to explain to you at all. It was just like, you just have to accept this. And then they're slowly introducing more and more ideas to what they showed you in the first 4 episodes to like be like, oh, that's why it makes sense. So you're having to draw your own path to conclusions, which has been really nice storytelling for an anime, you know, which is typically here's content, enjoy. So
it's here's this guy with the smartphone. He's the only one with one in this.
Oh my god!
More, and it's also a super weapon.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Worst.
So you give it a 9?
We're all there. So now we have to decide based on that.
I think it's already decided, though.
Yeah, I think it's decided too. Yeah. I'm going to find it really hard for us not to be like, okay, let's move on to something else at this point in time. Like, it's just like,
because then I'm just going to want to watch it. I'll be like, well, fuck it. I'm going to watch it on my own.
Yeah. And then we'd be lamenting the fact that whatever we're watching is not this. And
well, and there's been a couple of animes where we sat there and we didn't watch like the next set, and I'm just like, man, I need to go back and watch that.
We
next
should go back and watch some, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when we did that for Bofuri.
That's right. Well, that
we
was.
We did watch season two of Bofuri. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, though, that was a distinct.
It was a, yeah, it was a distinct season.
And like years yeah. apart. Like it wasn't like one and two were released back to back. Like that was mm-hmm. years for them to make season two. So I didn't feel as bad about that.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was. It was a good anime to watch too. We enjoyed watching the first one. We enjoyed watching the second one. So mm-hmm. I had no qualms with it, and I have no regrets. I'm still waiting for season three to come out because that's what I want to see. Season three. I want to see everything else that they built up at the end of season two, because that is it makes to be really really funny. All these other people min-maxing their characters. Come on. Oh man. Okay, yeah. So next anime that we're gonna watch, everybody, is going to be this same anime, episodes 13 through 24. So you'll get to watch, I think it's another four. I don't know, because one of them looks like it's a little bit longer, but I think one of them might bleed into two of them. I don't know. But it's gonna be multiple stories again within that. And I can't wait to see it.
I know. Well, hopefully, like, it should be ending or releasing right as we're finishing up our podcast. So this is like easily one of our, or wrapping up to record our podcast, easily yeah. one of our most quote unquote fresh animes that we've been done for a while. So this has been kind of fun, and we should hopefully time it out perfectly well.
Yeah. Episode 24's finale is supposed to be on September 14th.
There you go. Which is good.
Yeah, I think that's the next one.
Especially since we're so bad at keeping time on all of our podcasts.
Oh, so bad.
Which you
so
can
bad.
Check out on ibiff.co, ibiffirst.com. Look at all of our podcasts that are there because we're totally so good.
That's right. So it would be. So we're a week behind
right.
with this. So our normal going on the standard cadence would put it at the 8th.
But we're good.
No, I have to move that one.
We're good.
Yeah, I'm moving it to the 15th. Right. No, we're good. I'm just moving the next. I'm moving the next cutscene episode to like the 15th instead of the 8th.
Some bullshit would have happened anyway, and we would have had to have moved.
Oh, totally, some bullshit. I mean, but I can't see any like reasons why, because Labor Day weekend's the weekend before. Right. But yeah, that's so it'll be 4 weeks, guys. We fucked it up because somebody decided to go hiking in Canada.
Yeah, who does that?
I don't know who does that.
I don't know. I wish I got invited.
I barely got invited.
All right. So yeah, so next one is going to be the next 12 episodes, everybody. All right, Jason, send us home.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in, listening up, and all the good stuff like that. Obviously, we're very excited about this anime and looking forward to see where it goes next. If you like this episode or anything that we've talked about, please check out our website, ibdefirst.com, where you can see all of our podcast information and news for not only this one, but our two other podcasts. That's right, two other podcasts, giving you a grand total of three podcasts for you to just like cram in your face with like worthless dialogue, because we got that in spades.
Where's your ear holes?
Put it in any hole you want. We're here for it.
And don't put your earbuds in your butt, people, please.
I mean, I'm not King Shaman. I'm not. if you didn't like our podcast or anything we said here, please let us know. Send us an email at cutscene@ibfirst.com. Or any one of us, Chris, Jason, Eric, at ibeatitfirst.com. We'd love to hear from you, hear what you think, hear what you thought about this anime, past animes, or what anime we should watch in the future. If you have a great recommendation, please let us know. We'd love to watch anything new and old. Try to keep it in the 12-episode run, but obviously with this case and scenario, we're going long, so we'll do whatever. We're having fun. I think that's about it. Like, we're having great times. Check out our website. Mm-hmm. Follow us on whatever bullshit you want to, and we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, so I think that what happened, so I was going back through in my mind of like the timeline of when we added this to the list. I think that we ended it and it was at episode 12. Like that's, or like I looked at it and I was like, okay, it's a 12 episode. We'll throw that onto the list.
That makes sense.
For okay. it. And then as we went through, like we then watched an anime and then we, and then we chose it. And I was like, oh shit, it's longer.
There's a lot more. That makes a lot more sense.
I enjoy playing it a little bit more loose than what we normally do. Like
absolutely,
just like fuck it. It's like sure, we'll watch it and then we'll just decide. It makes it easier because you know we've had anime that if we watched the first four episodes of it in the old way that we did it, I would have been like, let's just end it, and then we would have missed out on some great shit. All right, well, thanks a lot, everybody. We will see you guys in 4 weeks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Look, finger dead.
Mm-hmm.